Good morning, ECAC hockey fans, and welcome to another edition of Coffee with a Coach. I'm Nick Serbinski, joined by Yale women's hockey head coach Mark Boulding. Coach, with coffee in hand, how are you?
That's good. Doing well, thank you. Yeah, great day, and happy to be thinking about the second half of the semester here, or the second semester, and that just means one thing: playoffs. Excited for the for what's to come for all of our players, and I know the league's excited too, so happy to get going.
Yeah, playoffs right around the corner, and your team made a good push towards those playoffs and towards your standings in the playoffs last week with two major wins, and now sitting as the only team in the league with one league loss through 14 games. What did you like about last weekend besides the wins that you can continue to push forward in what will be a pretty tight battle for that number one spot?
Yeah, I think both games were very challenging in some different ways. Just to go on the road again, back to school, the reality of having to be that student athlete and then leave, get to a place like Princeton, which is hard to play against, aggressive physical team, and there was lots of penalties. So both power plays were tested, and it was surprisingly a lower scoring game than probably both teams thought. We ended up getting a good jump. And that helped. They're tough with Fillier and Connor, some challenging players to play against. But it was nice to get the win. And then you got to jump on the bus and haul back and get short rest to play a really, really deep, talented Quinnipiac game, team with lots of confidence, great goaltending, and good balance. So that was fun. It was fun, but a new challenge. They had a great crowd. It was a fun atmosphere. And I think both teams were ready to go. We got a good jump again, and that's been helpful. Any team that doesn't want to score first is telling you a story. So that's been helpful. And then we had to weather the storm and hang in there to kind of not blow the lead, and we got an empty net. So we're happy with the results, but you mentioned the standings, and try not to look at them, but you do. It doesn't matter where you are in them. You want to know what's going to happen, but it's inevitable that they change every week regardless. And you can look at it all day, and you just hope your players aren't looking at it too much, or maybe they are in a motivational standpoint, but we just try and prepare them the best we can. But it'll be an exciting finish with some more great league play coming up.
And you talked about that Quinnipiac matchup. They're 13-2 in the league, and both losses are to your team. What have you been able to do in that matchup without giving away your secrets, but to win two games against that team who was 23-4 on the year?
Yeah, you have to manage probably discipline, I guess, and that's taking penalties. We didn't take a lot of penalties that night, which helped. We weren't succumbed to their power play attempts. They're a strong team, and they're disciplined. They go D to D well. They have great goaltending. So I think structure is the biggest thing. You have to have structure when you're playing them. And sometimes the game gets fast and furious, but sometimes it's a chip and a chase and a dump in that you're playing against QPAC, and they'll make you make mistakes if you're not prepared, and they can beat anybody in the nation. And it was to play away and get the results was gratifying too. That was something we were hoping for, and but a good hockey team, so they're going to be there in the end. Just a matter of who has to cross them and when. So we're happy to get the result and the 3 points in the league.
And looking bigger picture now for your tenure with the program, I've had more than one person this year come up to me, and we talk about different teams and say, man, Yale, how did they get so good so fast? And, the difference is you coming in 2019. And since then, it's been just winning more games every year, especially with a COVID year in between that I'm sure didn't help, and somehow put it together. So at the beginning, what was your kind of belief that we're going to come in here and we're going to turn this program into what it is?
Well, I think consistency was maybe my mindset. I'd been at my school for a long time, and you know what you're doing there. You get comfortable, and that was a good thing for me as a coach, but probably the biggest reason why I left. I needed to grow a little bit and challenge myself. So, consistency, stability, I had two good hires for assistant coaches, and Grant Kimball, who's with me now, is really just a pro, a veteran assistant coach who's so detailed. So you need consistency with your coaching. So Erica Crom's with us now, and some good moves with recruiting. I think, you know, you have to have the players, but even credit the kids that were here. We had some good players that were here. So we just had to change the mindset, probably work ethic and balance. Being a student athlete, especially at a place like Yale, is challenging. But I think the work ethic was the biggest thing that we started off with preaching, and players bought in right away. So, and that's all credit to the players. Like you, if you make a change as a program, you know, NHL teams make coaching changes, and it's the same players. So I think a lot of it's got to go to the players that were here. And as soon as they accepted the challenge, they got to work and they became a harder team to play against. We move fast, we skate fast, we try and compete. And just, you know, they accepted the challenge. So however it's worked out, we're happy. And now momentum is a funny thing. I think the players that come here and are looking at the school can believe, oh yeah, you guys are reasonable. You're a good team. And that's what you hope. It's a great institution, and we wanted to have a good hockey program to back it up.
So you started your first year at Yale, 17 wins, program record, 6 in a row was at that time was a school best, which now you 6 in a row, you're like, 3 good weeks, right? Put together a couple of those streaks now, making the playoffs, go to the quarterfinals, and losing triple overtime in the third game, which I'm sure is kind of one of those gut punches of, man, we one goal away from really having a great year.
Yeah.
And obviously that all comes with what you just talked about. Then COVID hits.
Yeah.
You don't play. What is, just for you as a coach and as an individual, what is your mentality during that stage where you're thinking, man, we got all that momentum, we put it together, and now we almost have to start over?
Yeah, it was a challenging year. We had just a handful of students enroll. I think the athletes here in particular and students, they had to make a decision. Am I going to take a year off and preserve my eligibility, preserve my time, get back to a normal campus setting for school and sports? And a good bulk of our players took a year off. They deferred their time and did some different things, work, internships, things like that. They could stay busy. So I think they collectively made that group. We didn't push them one way or the other. And the good news is then you have your players, you don't lose time with the players that want to come back, and they like being at Yale. It's a social school too. So nobody wanted to lose that time. So that gave us our group was pretty tight. So, a handful of kids continued on with their education and graduated on time. But that gave us the foundation and maybe more strategy time or more building time. We had to keep our eye on the ball with our recruiting and just trying to spread the word that we are a 17 win type team after our first year. And I think having a good successful year, my first year with the program helped, even though COVID was there interrupting things, and it was very frustrating not playing, but we took it in stride. We watched the other programs play for the most part and did a little bit of on ice stuff with the players that were here, but you just make the best of it. So I think what that did is last fall, next thing you know, everybody's back together and they hadn't played games, but they were hungry. So that hunger goes a long way. Sometimes when things are gone and you get a taste of it again, you're like, that's what it's like. So they wanted to be back together, and we got a good start last year, and that really helped propel a great season.
And you mentioned last year, again, breaking the school record, 26 wins, basically ranked in the top 10 all year long, finished 4th in the poll at the end of the year. But I know more importantly for you, winning, going to the semifinals, hosting the championship weekend, and going to the NCAA tournament. Obviously, that back and forth with Colgate, you would have liked to see go a little bit different, but having that run where you get to the NCAA tournament and now you've been able to build on it. Did you expect, and maybe expect isn't the right word because I think coaches have expectations all the time, but did you anticipate the success being this immediate when you took over here?
I think once we got to the holidays last year and we had a good run, we knew, I think we went up north and we were able to get through Cornell and Colgate on the road, St. Lawrence and Clarkson on the road first semester, not only avoiding the snow, but you're like, wow, we actually didn't lose up there. That's I think a turning point for the players who have been part of the program and have had, you know, this is a tough conference. We all know that, but to go up north and have some success, it just built some momentum. So probably by the time we got into the second semester, everybody was believing that we're a pretty good team and we can play with anybody and got to get through the games. And then things just worked out. You know, we were close. You know, we were able to kind of, after the quarterfinals, next thing you know, we're hosting the Final Four. And that was a lot of fun. Just a great experience for the players. Maybe we were nervous, but, you know, we lost to a great team in overtime. And then selection time comes and we get to play them again on the road. So it was a lot of fun. Great hockey team up with Colgate, a lot of talent, great goaltending from both ends. And I guess we won the game we needed, because then you get to go to the Frozen Four, which is a fantastic experience for our players. And we showed up, we did our best, and we're not far off. So I think that motivated us for what we're looking at this year.
It's got to be the best feeling ever of feeling useless as a coach when you get to that second game against Colgate. You know you don't have to motivate, right? It's you win, you go to the Frozen Four, you beat the team that beat you the championship. You might as well just show up kind of hands in your pockets, no?
You bet. That's what we hope happens. And it actually, it's funny you say that. That does happen. There's some tactical things. You know, you look over at Greg, see what he's going to do. But ultimately, it comes down to the players. The players play. They have to kill penalties. They have to evade pressure. They have to ride the highs and the lows. And we were fortunate. We got a broken play and a rebound. And how do you beat a good goaltender and a good hockey team? You just got to chuck it to the net sometimes. So it was a great experience for our program. I know Vicky was there, and just a lot of fun. And something that, you know, our program and our players that were there, and our alums, they're pretty proud of us. So they'll remember that for a while. So it was a great momentum builder. And then we get to, like I said, challenge ourselves and go to that next level. So a lot of learning happened, but it was a fun year too.
And shifting a little bit as we wrap it up to your history a little bit before coming to Yale, being at Norwich, winning national titles in 2011 and 2018, winning a heck of a lot of games with a 778% win percentage, a lot of success there. And it also being your alma mater, playing there as well. What for you was your experience as a whole? If you can culminate that at Norwich as a player, you're in the Hall of Fame there in 2005. How much did that experience kind of mold you and guide you for what you're doing now? And how hard was it to make that decision to leave?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I think of Norwich, where I was able to play, you know, Division III, we weren't a great hockey team at that point when I was playing, but we were trying to change the mindset. There was a new rink coming, but I think just a lot of pride. Norwich is a family. Everybody knows somebody that's gone to Norwich, and a unique bunch of student athletes for sure. And with the core cadet, it's just a whole nother environment, but it's a family up there. And then when we settled in to raise my family and, you know, live up there for years, it just becomes really tight and comfortable. But I will say Norwich, with the success of the men's team, when we did start our women's team and I was around to get that going, we had something to shoot for. They had won national championships. They had had, you know, handful of guys that played in the NHL and minor league. So the expectations were to have success. And I mean, I was cut my teeth coaching on the men's side briefly. And we just wanted to win. We just wanted to win hockey games, and that's easier said than done. But, you know, a community like that loved hockey, and you know, New Haven's a great hockey town too. You know, the history is here. There's been a lot of hockey great games that have been played in this town and in Ingalls as well, a national championship on the other side of the aisle. So we wanted to strive for that. So that, you know, the family component, and it molded me for sure to loyalty. You know, I think our alums here are very, very loyal. I know they are. But same with Norwich. You know, they love hockey. They love supporting athletics, but they certainly love their hockey program. So I try to take that with me, and, you know, but I'm building connections with our alums here on the men's side, on the women's side, and just to bring back that history of winning and success night in, night out at Ingalls is really something. And I guess I'm old enough that I had to make a decision. I didn't have to, but I wanted to. And, you know, once I got the okay from my wife to make a change, it helps grows, you know, our kids moved at different ages, and there's always a challenge when you pick up and move and get out of your comfort zone, but I think it's been a good, healthy environment. And, you know, to come to a school like Yale is a privilege, and it's a great opportunity to see if we could become a program that's a contender. And, you know, we think we're there, but you can't stop. Now that we got some momentum, we want to keep going. And I think that family, I get back to that family. If we have a family atmosphere, literally nobody cares who scored the goals in 10 years anyway. It's like, did you do something as a group? And are you proud? Are you proud of the people around you and how you did it? So I think that's what we're trying to instill here. And much like, you know, any university, when you have camaraderie in your classroom and in your college or university, that it's more than just you. It's the people around you. So we're trying to instill that, and we've been well supported. And you know, Keith and Lane next door is awesome. He's lots of great stories from a guy like him on how it was and how to get things done. And yeah, I appreciate that. That goes a long way. And we wanna see if we can be a team that can last in the upper half of the conference.
And it is a conference with a lot of competition. We've seen five teams in the top 10 in the national rankings. To think that you could be top 10 team in the country and not be a top four hosting a playoff series is almost unheard of. But that's where you kind of end up right now in this league because of how competitive it is.
Yeah, and not looking past any weekend, any game, any, you know, any stretch of this gauntlet of a schedule, you can't look by anybody, and teams that do will be in trouble, and you got to do it. So the standings change way too quickly, so but it makes it fun. So I think the teams that will get through here will be playoff ready, and whoever gets in will make some noise, I'm sure. And the two game series makes it really challenging to put somebody out of the tournament, but lots of hockey left. We've got you know, eight games of regular season that we want to figure out who we are coming to the stretch. And you know, then you always worry about injuries and everybody being healthy and being in school again. We push on our end to blow the whistle and make sure they get their X's and O's down, but they also have to be in school. So all of the programs that travel, these kids are amazing. They have to work hard to get their papers turned in and be on top of their assignments. So that's why it's college hockey so much fun. You got to balance a lot.
Well, no travel for you this weekend, two home games. And I have to ask you the last question on your schedule. It's St. Lawrence on Friday, and it says Handsome Dan meet and greet. Do you have any stories with Handsome Dan?
I do. Right when I took the job, the prior Handsome Dan, I had to hold him with my suit. So I got a lot of fur on him, and that dog is heavy. Let me tell you what, that's a good stay-at-home defenseman. He is heavy. Made my back buckle a little bit. And, you know, Chris Wells is kind of a celeb too. So maybe in addition to having, you know, Handsome Dan picks, there should always be a Wellsy pitcher in there. But we're excited to have some promotions, and it's been a lot of fun. The Bulldogs are a pretty cool mascot, and he's been fun. So, and then we have our Mandy Schwartz whiteout on Saturday against Clarkson. So a very special event. We haven't really had it for the last couple of years due to COVID. So always a good thing with the Be the Match and what the memory of Mandy and her legacy lives on with lives trying to be saved with the Be the Match Foundation.
Well, I'll say, as long as we don't have a picture of you holding Wellsy, then I think we're okay.
That could be, that's probably a Naples event.
Yeah, there you go. Point. I'll make sure not to bring the camera for that.
Poolside at Naples.
Well, this will be airing tomorrow, which is Friday morning. So I will say good luck in your game against St. Lawrence, which to the viewers is tonight at 6 o'clock at Ingalls Rink. Clarkson on Saturday at 3 o'clock. All of those games, as well as all other ECAC games, we're in the home stretch. Almost every game is a conference game now across the league. Everything on ESPN Plus in the United States and Stretch Internet internationally. Mark Boulding, Yale women's hockey head coach, thank you for joining us. Good luck the rest of the way.
Awesome. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it.